Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony reported it surpassed 10 million PS5 units sold on July 18th, about a month earlier in its release cycle than the PS4, making it Sony's fastest-selling console. Sony Interactive CEO Jim Ryan said that improving inventory levels for the console remains a top priority. Security researchers Alejandro Caceres and Jason Hopper plan to re-release an upgraded version of Punk Spider at DEF CON, a search engine which constantly crawls the web and automatically publishes hackable vulnerabilities in websites, as well as a Chrome plugin to scan visited sites. Both will rank sites on a scale of 1 to 5 dumpster fires. Punk Spider originally launched in 2013, before lapsing due to lack of funding around 2015. Microsoft beat analyst estimates on earnings and revenue in its Q4, with revenue up 21% to $46.15 billion. Intelligent Cloud revenue increased 30% to $17.38 billion, with Azure revenue in that unit up 51%. Teams now has over 250 million monthly active users. More Personal Computing revenue increased 9% to $14.09 billion. Surface sales decreased 20% due to supply challenges. Alphabet beat analyst earnings and revenue estimates in Q2, with revenue up 62% of the year to $61.9 billion. YouTube ad revenue increased 84% of the year, with 2 billion monthly viewers, while YouTube TV saw monthly U.S. viewers up 20% of the year to 120 million. Google Cloud reported $4.6 billion in revenue, its third straight quarterly increase since Alphabet started breaking out the business. Apple continued the beat earnings and revenue estimate trends in its Q3 earnings, with revenue up 36% in the year to $81.41 billion. iPhone revenue grew 49.8% to $39.57 billion. Services revenue increased 33% in the year, with Tim Cook saying overall subscribers increased 150 million on the year to 700 million. Other products, which includes wearables, was up 40% to $8.76 billion. Discord launched the ability for any server with community features enabled to turn messages into threaded conversations. The feature will arrive on all servers by August 17th. Facebook paused sales of the Oculus 2 through August 24th to conduct a voluntary recall of the removable foam facial interface. Some users had reported skin irritation from the foam insert, and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued an alert for those who do experience a reaction to stop using the insert and contact Facebook to receive a free silicone cover instead. Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said the company has over 100 companies in the pipeline that want Intel to produce chips for them. The company previously announced its first two foundry customers would be Qualcomm and Amazon. TSMC received final approval to build a 2-nanometer chip fab in Hsinchu, Taiwan. Construction will begin early next year, with production equipment installed by 2023. Google released a new bug hunting platform at bughunters.google.com, providing a single front end for its various vulnerability rewards programs across Google, Android, Chrome, and Play. The platform will include gamification features, competitions, per-country leaderboards, and educational resources. Twitter hired the team behind the news aggregator and summary app Brief, a startup founded by former Google engineers that launched last year. Brief will wind down its subscription app on July 31st. Instagram began rolling out support for 60-second Reels videos, up from the previous 30-second limit. The company also introduced a caption sticker on Reels, which transcribes audio to text, currently available in English-speaking countries. Nothing officially announced the Ear One wireless earbuds, available on August 17th in 25 countries for $99. The earbuds offer active noise cancellation, IPX4 water resistance, and support wireless Qi charging. 9to5 Mac found code and animation files in the iOS 15 Beta 4 that points to how Apple will implement its previously announced support for ID cards in Wallet. The onboarding process will work similar to setting up Face ID and use selfies to verify a user's identity with on-device analysis. And finally, ZTE released the Axon 25G last year with the first under-screen front-facing camera. The company announced the updated Axon 30, which doubles the pixel density in the transparent area over the camera for a more seamless integration, and claims improved performance on the generally subpar results from the Axon 20. The phone comes out August 3rd in China, starting at 2,198 yuan. That's about $338. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.